In Daniel, he is the fourth man in life's fiery furnace. In Hosea, he is the faithful husband forever married to the backslider. In Joel, he is the baptizer with the Holy Ghost and fire. In Amos, he is our burden bearer. In Obadiah, he is mighty to save. In Jonah, he is our great foreign missionary. In Micah, he is the messenger with beautiful feet. In Nahum, he is the avenger of God's elect. In Habakkuk, he is God's evangelist with the cry, "Revive thy works in the midst of the years." In Zephaniah, he is our Savior. In Haggai, he is the restorer of God's lost heritage. In Zechariah, he found and opened up the house of David for sin and uncleanliness. In Malachi, he is the Son of Righteousness rising with healing in his wings. In Matthew, he is the King of the Jews. In Mark, he is the servant. In Luke, he is the Son of Man. In John, he is the light of men. In Acts, he is the Savior of the world. In Romans, he is the righteousness of God. In 1 Corinthians, he is the rock. In 2 Corinthians, he is the triumphant one giving victory. In Galatians, he is your liberty and he sets you free. In Ephesians, he is the head of the church. In Philippians, he is your joy. In Colossians, he is your completeness. In 1 and 2 Thessalonians, he is your hope. In 1 Timothy, he is your faith. In 2 Timothy, he is your stability. In Philemon, he is your benefactor. In Titus, he is truth. In Hebrews, he is your perfection. In James, he is the power behind your faith. In 1 Peter, he is your example. In 2 Peter, he is your purity. In 1 John, he is your life. In 2 John, he is your pattern. In 3 John, he is your motivation. In Jude, he is the foundation of your faith. In Revelation, he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He is the keeper of creation. He is the creator of all. He is the architect of the universe and the manager of all time. He always was, he always will be, unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, and never undone. He was bruised and brought healing. He was pierced and underwent pain. He was persecuted and brought freedom. He was dead and brought to life. He is risen and brings power. He reigns and brings peace. The world cannot understand him. Armies cannot defeat him. The schools can't explain him. And the leaders cannot ignore him. Herod couldn't kill him. The Pharisees couldn't confuse him. The people couldn't hold him. Nero couldn't crush him. Hitler couldn't silence him. New Age can't replace him, and worldlings can't explain him away. He is life, love, longevity, and more. He is goodness, kindness, and gentleness. God is holy, righteous, mighty, powerful, and pure. His ways are right. His word is eternal. Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog, someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, just wanted to say hey to a shout out, WMCH 1260, Churchill, Tennessee. Thank you for your trust. We totally appreciate you now picking us up on satellite. Also, Todd Waite, a Global Structural. And he picked us up on his satellite feed as well. So we just wanted to tell you thank you very much for your trust. Wanted to give you a shout out. There it is. Folks, I also wanted to let you know that if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Go ahead. And when you do that, friends, make sure that you subscribe to those pages. Again, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, that's who we are, what it is that we've been doing. We just got picked up on some more dates out in the state of Florida. That's up and coming in February. We have a window between Christmas and now January, which I guess, folks, we have 1 month. So if we want to make something happen and you want to shake, rattle, and roll, now is the time to go ahead and book us. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to call into the show, please do. We're going to cover as much as we can. We're talking about his fingerprints are upon everything. You guys just observed that video, which it's absolutely true. The name of the Lord, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the line of the tribe of Judah, the Prince of Peace. He's in every single book of the Bible. You're not going to get away from the Creator. Isn't that ridiculous? People trying to get away from the one that created them. Okay, anyways, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. Now, I want to show you this because I need to get you caught up on a couple things. We had a little technical issue yesterday, which, by the way, had everything in the world to do with an update. That was it. The computer sat there and spun for about 20 minutes with plenty of time before the show. And once we gave it an update, it's been working fantastically and flawlessly up to this point. So again, sorry for the issue we had yesterday. But with that said, friends, this is one of those, and let me remind everybody, I had a person call me not too long ago and say to me, Bradley, you know, it's one of those, I told you so. So you can turn around and tell everybody, I told you so. And I said, I don't want to turn around and tell people that I told you so. And she said back to me, she said, you have a heart for the people. I said, well, I hope that's what it is, because that's the only reason I do it. I'm doing unto others as I'd have them do unto me, period. But I don't want to say to people, I told you so. I just want people to hear the warnings first and foremost, Psalm 19:11, and take heed to his voice, the voice of the law and the prophets, okay? Jesus didn't again come to abrogate the law and the prophets. He came to fulfill them. Matthew 5:17, and I'm saying that for the very reason, folks, that the message given here is prevention is better than cure. And if you don't want to listen to the warnings, you're going to hear a lot of I told you so's. And again, to make the point clear in my heart, I don't like saying it. So if people would just listen the first time, when it comes around the bend, which it will, just give it a little time, it's coming. You can rest assured of that. The Lord shows us things to come. He reveals nothing. He does nothing first until he first reveals himself unto the prophets. And I'm not talking about a prophet of the Bible that's coming to give new revelation. That's not what I'm talking about. And I'm talking about revelation that would contradict Scripture. No, the prophetic gifting is still in operation. The Bible says first the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher, 1 Corinthians 12:28. And then it tells us in 1 Corinthians 12, at the very beginning of that chapter, that not to serve these dumb idols, that's what the giftings of the Spirit were given for. And guess what? The gifts of the prophecy or prophets were given, not to establish something new, but to give and operate, let the Holy Ghost operate through his prophetic people in such a fashion that they might find their faith not in the wisdom of man, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. Hello? Right? And if you read 1 Corinthians 14, what does it tell us to do? Above all things, to covet the gift of prophecy. And then when you go up on the right side of the page, that's how I get it because that's how I read it. It's interesting that he gives us distinction that we might know in distinction when he blasts that horn and that call for battle, right, is what it says. And then right under there, it says that when people come in, that the secrets of their hearts have been made manifest. And knowing that God is in you of a truth, they find their faith in him. And what is the gift of prophecy but the testimony of Jesus Christ? For listen to me carefully, and we'll talk about this on church on Sunday. I don't know if we're going to talk about it this Sunday, but we'll get to it soon enough. When you hear people talk about how the gifts of the Spirit are a thing of the past, I am here again to tell you the Lord has not changed. Malachi 3:16, Hebrews 13:7. The problem is that you have too many lunatics prophesying from their own filthy hearts. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who could know it? They're prophesying from their own imagination. And the Lord tells us in Jeremiah 23 that he did not send them. He did not send them. As a matter of fact, I just seen a quote yesterday, and I was actually kind of surprised to see it, but it was given by John McCarthy. And it was John McCarthy that actually said something pretty profound. And again, it surprised me because of the generation he's coming from. And I'm not saying that to be disrespectful in any sense of the word. But he said, read the Old Testament. Find a prophet that made people feel good. There isn't any. Let me tell you something, folks. When you look at the New Testament, look at Agabus. Oh, my goodness. What did he prophesy? Dearth. And it's like, okay, so I look at the Old Testament and the New Testament. Boy, they're acting accordingly. And how the people, you know what's interesting is these believers that don't believe, they don't believe because they've never received the Holy Ghost. The reason they haven't received the gifts of the Spirit by the Holy Ghost is because they never repented. Read Acts 5:32. But isn't it interesting? These same unbelievers, they'll say in their ignorance, that's the Old Testament, as if to suggest that's a thing of the past. Well, make distinction between moral and ceremonial law. Part of that's true because the rest of it was fulfilled in Christ. And I'm saying make distinction. But what's interesting is they'll throw it off as the Old Testament. And then when you show them that the prophet that was raised up, that was just like unto Moses, 18:15 of Deuteronomy, is also found in the book of Acts 3. Who was that prophet? He was Jesus Christ. So what's changed? Is there any winning with these children of the apostate? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm here to tell you, the prophets today, and I'm talking about the gifts of the prophet, those that have the mantle of the prophet, it's still there to point the finger and to tell people to repent because the message is never changed. That applies to the apostle. That applies to the evangelist. That applies to the pastor. Where are people thinking that there's a different Lord that's to be glorified at the end of the day when he tells us we're supposed to all have the same judgment? It's the same Spirit that willeth through all of the gifts of the Spirit. The word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, tongues, interpretation of tongues, miracles, healings. It's the same Lord, folks, just different functions. That's it. But I'm here to tell you, folks, The Old Testament and the New Testament is a mere fulfilling of the old, period. And he's still alive forevermore. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. BBSRadio.com. Matthew Henry stated of Isaiah 45, 5 through 10, that the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for his people, that righteousness must be first wrought in them, they must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then this salvation shall be wrought for them and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and has made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Hello, I'm Curtis Bowers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I always back up the importance of backing up everything you say. Spiritually speaking, with the Word of God, we do it all the time, 2 to 3 words, right? Out of the mouth of 2 or 3, let it be an established word. I'm going straight to Scripture, and I'm giving it to you line upon line, precept upon precept. I've been in ministry for 25 years. I have never one time been accused of false doctrine. Never one time, ever. Never. Up until recently when I started to call out people's political idolatry, and then that's where we found out who these people were. And I'm saying that for the very reason, this is why we always make reference back to the Word of God, and we're not talking out of school. I know Tim won't do it, morning show host, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and neither will I. Because it's important to be sound in doctrine, sound in speech. Sound means without error. And when you give it to the people in context, line upon line, precept upon precept, it's a safe place to be. But I want to go back to something I said. It tells us in 1815, and I want you to listen carefully as to what it says. And then I'm going to get to some of the national news going on right now that they mean to suppress. When you go to 1815 of that of Deuteronomy, it says, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren like unto me. Unto him shall you hearken. That means to pay careful attention to. Listen to him carefully. And then it says, according to all that thou desirest of the Lord thy God in Horeb in the day of assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord thy God, neither let me see this great fire any more.
So when you look at Deuteronomy 5, you're going to see that the Lord spoke to the children of Israel through the fire, and the children of Israel were afraid of the fire, so they said, Moses, you listen to the Lord for us, you go into the fire, and then you bring the word back unto us, which goes back to those that bring the fire, they must endure the flame. And it's absolutely true. But going back to this, it says, according to what you desire of the Lord. And then he goes on and he starts talking about how you seen the fire and you were afraid of that fire. And they were afraid that they were going to die when they heard the voice of the Lord. And then it says in verse 17, Deuteronomy 18, and the Lord said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, prophesying like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I command him. Well, this is Moses prophesying this. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. Okay? But this is what I want you to hear. 22, when a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not. Now he's talking about the gift of prophecy. But going over to the fulfilling of it from 18:15 of Deuteronomy, I want to go over to the New Testament, and I want you to hear what it says. Okay? Again, if you don't know the Old Testament, you're not going to understand the New Testament. It's like watching two parts of a movie. You don't just watch one part of it and then ask the give answers as to how the movie played out, per se, speaking metaphorically as an example, unless you've seen the whole thing. And it's interesting when you go to the book of Matthew, isn't it interesting? The first thing, and I'm hitting on something, I know we're talking to somebody here, but when you go to Matthew 1, it's interesting. What is the first thing that Matthew, the New Testament, starts off with? The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac. And then it goes on for 42 generations talking about what? The patriarchs of the faith in the Old Testament. Why are they bringing this up in the New Testament? Well, the same reason I'm bringing up 18:15 of Deuteronomy into the New Testament, because there is only a mere fulfilling of the Old Testament in the New Testament. What does it say in Acts 3:22, Bradley? Well, it says, for Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet the Lord shall raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? And then what does it say in the New Testament? Because what I see, friends, is the severity of grace again, because it tells us in Acts 3:23, there's different definitions of grace. Yes, it's unmerited favor, but it's also a power to restrain from sin, to live the divine life. Okay? Webster's 18:28. Look up the word grace. Look at all the definitions. In 3:23 of the book of Acts, it says, and it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet, who's that prophet? Jesus Christ, shall be destroyed from among the people. Boy, why is it that we don't want to hear the harshness of Scripture? I like the absoluteness of the Scriptures. I like the firmness, because it brings closure to any other doubts, and it cuts off anything else that tries to get into the door of your heart. No, the Lord said it, he meant it, and he was very severe about it. It's best that we listen to him the first time, right? And it goes on, folks. And then it talks about the Old Testament prophets again, all being fulfilled in the Christ. So again, where are people getting off in the body of what they call Christ today? Which more of it isn't, it's the children of the apostate, filling the church of America with counterfeits throughout. That's really what we're dealing with more than anything in this country. You see a majority of what is a lack of Christianity than you see of a fulfilling of what Christianity is to be today. And what you have today is you have unbelievers in the body of Christ telling you, going full circle back, dovetailing to what we were talking about at the very beginning, now trying to convince you that the Holy Spirit is not the same as he always has been, that the Lord is not the same as he always has been, or the Son through the patriarchs. Because again, we started this conversation off talking about how his name is in every single book of the Bible. How is there a separation? There isn't one. But again, we have unbelievers telling you, now going to the gifts of the Spirit, that listen, the gifts of the Spirit are a thing of the past. No, they are not. We're going to do a show on this one Sunday. because I'm getting fired up more and more and more on that very topic. Also, prayer is another one we need to talk about, because this little pansy's hiding behind prayers in America today is not the kind of prayers at all that the Bible teaches us of in any sense of the word. We're going to get to that up and coming as well in church. This week, we're going to be talking this Sunday at 9 a.m. We're going to be talking about, are you anointed? Because if you are, this is what it brings. This is what it brings. And for anybody that's really in this warfare, you know, we're good soldiers of Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us. Isn't it interesting that in understanding what most people think is that the Lord is against those that are in this warfare, that are completely being inundated, being persecuted, being scoffed, and being mocked. But I'm here to tell you that Scripture tells us it is not a contradiction. It's a confirmation that that's who you are in Christ. Why? Because you are anointed. Isaiah 10:27. We're going to talk about that this Sunday, 9 o'clock. By the way, we had 1,000 more people last week than we did the week prior. We had about 5,000 people show up last week. We would love to have you. 9 o'clock on the same channel, just giving you a heads up. Okay, so now let's get over to this. That was my preface, I guess, getting caught up from yesterday. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. This is the I told you so that I was talking about at the beginning of the show. And I want you to see it. Do you guys see this? They're making Christmas ornaments out of this. These are the so-called conservatives of the day that are making these. They're rejoicing in the fact that the majority of the people in this country are as what they would call concerning the unconstitutional red, as if to suggest that the Republican Party is constitutional. It is not. It is not. And then to suggest that the blue on this map, the states which are short of the red states, by a long shot, are supposed to be the Democrats, which are an unconstitutional party as well. Put that up against Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. These people are caught up into a political language that's been made and created to make lies sound truthful. This does not exist, but this does prove the point of what I've been telling you for a long time. What have I been telling you for a long time? One of the tactics of the enemy, the 1.7% of the population, is to convince you and me that they are the majority over the rest of the ratio concerning what? 98.3 or 97.3%. They're trying to get the majority to believe that they're the minority when in fact easily they're the majority. That's a tactic, Saul Alinsky said. Cause the people, our enemies, the small amount of the dominion of devils that are in operation, John 8:44, that you see in corporate America, this fascist state working with corrupt government, working with those that are accomplices to cover for the crimes of the conspirators, Jeremiah 11:9, talking about the mainstream media. But I do want to add to this, okay? They can rejoice over this all that they want to, but I can tell you right now, if you were talking about a majority of the people throughout the United States that are law-abiding and they want to be left alone by the government, and they are those that are, again, the upright, professed Christians and conservatives and patriots in the United States of America, I can tell you right now that every one of these states would be red. The conservatives of the day are giving them the benefit of the doubt that somehow or another these states are really blue. No, I'm here to tell you once again, like I have 1,000 times over, there's massive voter fraud going across the United States. And I can tell you that in the state of Minnesota, because this is where we're actually broadcasting from, it's not true. The people of the state hate the governor. How did he get voted in? Through voter fraud.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m.
Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress.
Hey, this is Bob the Plumber from IMTV, working down here in Tennessee. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer, and I just love the guy and support him totally. He is a walking, talking Bible. And I love people that love God and know the Scriptures.
Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians, not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here.
Hi, this is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show, and ever since, have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. What is most appealing is his perspectives are grounded in God's Word, the Bible. Each day, Bradley speaks the uncompromised truth with integrity. My family and I are now sons and daughters of liberty. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show, and I guarantee you will be as well. God bless Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Ministry.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Hey, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I do want to just kind of fleece you really quick. If I don't say it, you're not going to know it. November and December are always hard on ministries. Please do not forget about us. Again, without you, we're not out here. Just so you know, we don't have sponsors, as you can hear on the commercials, as you can see on the website, sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, there's been some fantastic articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com from contributors all over the country that are a part of the culture war. And I just read one yesterday. It was like, whoa. I mean, it was hard hitting. And with that, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles every day posted. Going back to what I was just saying, folks, we have some pretty big orders going out today. We also have the website, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And if you'd like to go ahead and throw some presents at people, it's all gospel orientated. We got documentaries, we got books, we got coffee cups, great conversational starters, t-shirts of all sorts. I got a whole ton of them sitting behind me right now, and even dog tags. So your orders, get them up to us, and they will go out the next day, except Sunday, of course. And again, people are starting to make their orders now. Please do it earlier than later. I know how that works. People wait for the last minute, but I'm just telling you that for a little relief over here. If you could do so, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Okay, so let me get over to this. If you want to call in, please do. 281-845-4704. I want you to see what's going on, because as we highlighted, and people say, well, Bradley, you're bashing again. I don't care how you take it. You know, the question is why are you trying to defend somebody that's responsible for the lives of that have been forced to take the experimental jabs? That's what's incredible to me. And I'm bashing? No, I'm protecting. Make distinction. Use a little common sense, people. But the father of the vaccine, of course, he's telling everybody he saved a lot of lives, and we know otherwise. Matter of fact, look at this. This is the CDC just dropped its 2025 childhood vaccine schedule. And here's what a perfectly healthy baby receives from 0 to 12 months. Look at all of these shots. Times one, times three, times three, times three, times three, times four, times three, times one, times one, times one, times one. 26 doses they want to put into your kids. Oh, and by the way, all of you parents that are complaining about what's going on, and yes, I know that there's another mass exodus of people bringing their kids home, and I praise God for every single one of you that love your children enough to actually rein them up and raise them up in the way that they are supposed to be raised, Proverbs 22:6, by bringing them home and homeschooling them. But if you put your kid at a public school, you drop them off at the school gate to be raised up by your sworn enemies, at least so say you, right, you hypocrite? Matthew 23, verse 3. They force you to get your kids vaccinated before they can go to school. Well, you just seen that. 26 doses, okay? This is what it says. D. Alex Zek said, 26 doses made by habitually criminal companies that aren't liable for injury, death, and profit from perpetual disease injected into a perfectly healthy baby. It's not what's wrong with these people that are murdering babies by injecting them with these dangerous experimental drugs. And by the way, that's what they are, as you're going to find out in just a moment. What's wrong with the parents? There's the problem. What's wrong with the American people when they know that they're murdering people in a hospital? And when they sit down and do nothing but talk about what they're doing inside of a hospital, enforce the law. You're the government. Oh, and by the way, when he said that they are corporations, the big pharmaceutical companies that are basically impervious, they've indemnified themselves from any wrongdoing. You're not going to find that anywhere on the planet except when it comes to corruption. Hey, anybody out there own a business? Your product. Do you have to back it up? Are you held accountable for your product? Absolutely. How come they aren't? See, what they're doing, folks, is showing you that they're above the law, and you are the law under God. And if you let them do this and act like a bunch of demigods, dictators, and tyrants, that's what they're going to do, and that's what they're doing. Let me show you another one. This lady, Alan Martin, or Alan, it could be a girl. Alan Martin, and let's say it's a guy, posted, my daughter was killed by the Pfizer COVID mRNA. We all know this injection batch. It says FN2908 on November 9th, 2022. I've had several, listen to this carefully. You want to get your dander up? Here it is. I've had the individual's daughter was murdered by those that gave the shot. Okay. On the government's totalitarian efforts, ruling by force and fear. Okay, and then to pull away after all of 20 million people that have been murdered by the shot, they stand back and said, well, we didn't force anybody. This is insane that anybody with the right mind would sit back and tolerate this. But here's the American people for you. Listen to this. My daughter was killed by the Pfizer COVID mRNA injection batch. I had several posts censored and removed as misinformation. My daughter's murder is not misinformation. Hey, folks, that's coming from somebody's child that was murdered by those that are advocating. Oh, and it's being forecasted right now. I'm not one of those guys that runs around like the little boy who cried wolf. I'm not one of those guys that throws fear. I'm not that guy. I'm talking about diabolical fear. I'm not that guy, never have been that guy, but I am telling you right now, they are prophesying that after the inauguration, the pharmaceutical companies, because if you look at all of those that are around Donald Trump today, just for the record, they're all accomplices to the experimental jab, every single one of them. They all pushed it at the same time. That's who his cabinet's being, that's who all the appointees are. And I know, you know what's interesting, and I got to say this, and I wish I had 2 hours today, but in saying that, it's interesting that all of the people that he's appointing on his cabinet, it's interesting how the mainstream media has for years, in some cases, promoted these individuals as freedom fighters, when in fact they're not freedom fighters, they're fighting against you and your freedoms. Isaiah 5:20. It's exactly who they are. And they're dangerous. They didn't sell them to you as the bad guys. Nope. They geared them up and they put into the minds of the people that they're the good guys. Yep, like any other dictatorship does. That's what they're doing. And I want to say this one more time. I've said it. I was going to say it again yesterday. I said it the day before, and I'm going to say it again. For all of those people that are telling you that Donald Trump is the good guy, apparently you're not looking at his tree, you're not looking at his history, and you're not looking at the fruit of who this man is, because he does the opposite of what he says he's going to do. And for some reason or another, the people don't want to hear that. It doesn't matter if you want to hear it. Here, let me show you another one just to give you another example. Folks, here's another guy. Dead. RIP, Scott Schwartz, 65 years old. Dead. And guess what it's all being equated to? Oh, you know, just act like it's not really the shot. Oh my goodness. Okay. Though we've never seen this in the history of this country. Here, I want you to hear from this guy so you can again understand, and bringing it to you from those that are professionals in the field. Check this out.
Recognizing that young people who are vaccinated are coming down with these extremely aggressive cancers, stage 4 cancers. We've never seen this, right? Young people, if they're going to be diagnosed with a cancer, breast cancer patient, you know, you might have a 35-year-old breast cancer patient. She comes in, it's a stage 1, maybe a 1.5 centimeter lump in her breast. And you go, oh my God, you're 35, you have stage 1 cancer. Let's do genetic testing. Let's test for BRCA1 mutation. Let's look at your family history. Did your mom have breast cancer at the age of 40 or 50? Like, that was the situation. And it was rare. Now we have a 20-year-old girl who had 2 COVID-19 vaccines to be able to continue, to be able to attend university, presenting with stage 4 breast cancer, metastatic to bones, liver, sometimes brain, and she dies within 6 months. She dies at 20 years old. And there's thousands of these cases. I've reported literally over 1,000 cases of these turbo cancers on my social media. We have never seen this before.
Okay, so we've never seen this before, but somehow or another, the American people are taught to just shut their mouth and go along with it. That's how you destroy yourself. Okay, I want to show you this as well, because there's a double message going on here. Outside of the fact that the American people need to stand up and deal with every one of these criminals, because they are repeat criminals and it's coming again. That's what I was going to tell you. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, somebody had posted an article, and honestly, it was very disturbing, guys. It was very disturbing. And the reason I'm saying it was very disturbing is because there is doctors that are coming out saying you haven't seen anything yet. And I hate to say it, but that's another one of those I told you so's. And again, we can talk about that some other time. But remember that dream that I'd shared with you about the tsunami coming in a second time. Do you remember this? I hope so. With that, we have it right here. Dr. Peter Hotitz predicts unleashing a pandemic on January 21, 2025, right after the inauguration. And all the players to basically attack the people by force, it's all being done by those that you have been led to believe by the mainstream media that you don't believe are the good guys. Keep listening to them. And I mean that with the whole heart. Keep listening to the people that tell you I'm crazy. Keep listening to all those people that tell you, you know, and what's crazy about it is they don't believe the media, but that's who they're parroting. That shows you their hypocrisy. They hold the truth in unrighteousness, right? But again, folks, you have doctors saying, just wait, because you haven't seen anything yet. And they're saying a majority of it is man-made, okay? Just wanted to let you know that that's what's coming up on the other side of this administration coming back. On the other side of this break, I want to play this video because remember that I was just telling you about the double message. They're trying to confuse you. If you look at Daniel 9:7, confusion of faith belongs to those that what? That have forgotten the Lord. If you're looking at the Lord, you got your eyes fixed on him. Hebrews 12:2, you're not confused. You're in the midst of the storm. Read John 16:33. You're going to have peace in Christ, not outside of Christ. And that's why we continuously feed on the bread of life, John 6:35. But on the other side of this break, I'm going to show you a TV program. It's very short. It's a minute and a half. One of our friends from Minnesota sent it to us. And you got to watch this because it's the doctors telling you the government's forcing the people to do it. And then the insurance companies aren't coming through with the claims after the people are murdered because they're saying it's an experimental jab. So they got you in a gridlock. But you don't really have to stay there. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
God who gave us life also gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are a gift from God, that they are not to be violated but by His wrath? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that His justice cannot sleep forever. Notes on the State of Virginia, 1781, Thomas Jefferson.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
E. Stanley Jones said, "Grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you once take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious. The giver makes you give." BBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is Tiffany from San Diego, California, and I'm a proud supporter of Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty, where you find truth, common sense, and a pathway back to the core Christian values upon which this country was founded. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty tell it like it is and reminds us that we, the people, have the power.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Somebody just said that you guys all heard about this hit that took place in New York. Well, that was a hit. I mean, if you've seen the videos, that was a mob hit. And so what you have to ask yourself, was it the mob that's in control? You know them as government today. And I'm talking about mob literally, like the street gang mobs of the 30s, 40s, and 50s that didn't exist, the mainstream media told us for years, right? Was it the mob? By the way, that all came out, and we know that that wasn't true, right? I mean, look at Vegas. I mean, the list goes on concerning New York City, Vegas, Atlanta, L.A. I mean, the list goes on. There's real mob going on here, right? But it's interesting. That was a mob hit. And what begs the question, was he killed by those in power that the people have given in, to be in power to go ahead? Or did he not play by the rules that were given unto him, and that's why that hit took place? That's one scenario, right? The other side is did that guy that shot him, that murderer that shot him on the street like a coward that he was and is, was that because the CEO of that organization didn't pay out? If it falls to the latter, I'm telling you that it's, again, and I've said it so many times, I want to say it again, the history of man is it can oppress him so long. And if that's what took place, he could have been an individual that went after the CEO to send the message that my so-and-so family member's dead because of you, and you didn't even have the decency to pay out as you promised. So there's many scenarios there. I personally believe it was a mob hit. They may have removed him because he wasn't playing by the game. We don't know yet, but we'll find out. Or it could just merely be a distraction, and they'll never find him. And there you have the mainstream media and the mob working hand in glove again. Never find him or just blame some patsy that they want to find to accuse of the crime that he didn't commit. But it seems that there's pictures out there right now actually highlighting more of who he is. So we'll see how this thing transpires, but I'm not going to speculate there. Haven't looked into it enough. I'm just going from the gut right now. And by the way, there is no such thing as the deep state. Just wanted to let you know that. The deep state isn't the one fulfilling the obligations of what you call the deep state. It doesn't exist. The politicians are doing it. The deep state, you can go ahead and call it a different name all that you want to, as if to suggest it's a boogeyman. The fact of the matter is they're operating in a foreign manner, your politicians that you fail to deal with. So instead of dealing with those that are advocating the murder of children, homosexual marriage, Obamacare, the list goes on. You can go ahead and keep your little pom-poms going back and forth, cheerleading your favorite politician all that you want to. But keep in mind, they are the ones that either advocated for it, and if they didn't advocate for it, then why didn't they stop it? And why didn't they go after the people that you call the deep state? I'll tell you why. Because there is no such thing as the deep state. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. His fingerprints are upon everything. I played that video for you during the beginning of the show. If we get to it at the end of the show again, fantastic. If not, watch the show all over again, because we play 5 minutes of it at the very beginning of the show. I want to get back over to this because I want to show you how the government is working with insurance companies, not only to force you to take the experimental jab. When you lose your life, your insurance policies, when you go in and collect on the insurance policies, the insurance companies are saying, we're not going to pay out because it was an experimental jab and you took it voluntarily. No joke. You know how many people I know of that lost their jobs because they didn't go along with it? I would turn around if I was one of those people, and I would go after that company for everything it's got, because they never had the right to do it in the first place. Oh, and P.S., for all those that are sitting back saying, oh, that'll never happen, I'm here to tell you it's already happening. It's happening all over the country. The people that didn't go along with it, they're winning the day. So what are you talking about? That's one of the favorite slogans of the American people. Oh, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. I'm so tired of hearing that. Let's go over to this video that my friend sent yesterday. It's about a minute and 49 seconds, but it's important that you hear this. And why do I say that? Because it just explains what I just got done telling you.
Hundreds of millions.
Got to listen carefully.
That died worldwide, that a lot of them probably had life insurance. Well, they got you again.
So in France, there was an elderly, wealthy businessman who got out life insurance for millions of dollars. He got the COVID vaccine and he died. So the life insurance company is not paying out because they decided that the COVID vaccine is a medical experiment, and death from a medical experiment is not a covered entity. Furthermore, even the judge says that the side effects from the vaccine are well known. They've been made public. There's absolutely no way that this gentleman could not have known the side effects. He willingly chose to get the vaccine, and he died as a result. And because it was a choice, they're calling it a suicide.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
And suicides, along with death from experimental drugs, are not covered in life insurance. So I know what you're thinking. Oh, that happened in France. That would never happen in the U.S. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, But the American Life Insurance Council has also said that life insurance policies may deny payment if you die from the COVID-19 vaccine because they are experimental drugs.
Whoa! They are experimental drugs, saith the insurance companies. Wait a second. What are the politicians telling you all day long, folks? We saved lives. We saved lives. These are the same repeat criminals that they... Hey, folks, it's like the devil saying, I want you to believe me this time. I want you to believe me this time. We saved lives. Yet all of the information that I just shared with you over the last 15 minutes, friends, is being completely censored and suppressed by big tech companies in America. And guess who's going back into the office to do it all over again, friends? We'll see what happens. The father of the vaccine. I just told somebody yesterday, I said, you cannot make this stuff up. The American people know. I wonder if there's even, you know, I know all across the boards, families that have lost people already because of the experimental jabs. I know somebody that just got two lumps in each one of her breasts over the last 2 weeks that took the shot, that bragged about taking the shot. You were crazy if you didn't take the shot. And we were trying to tell her, no, 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 no. Now she's in chemotherapy where the chemotherapy is put into her body to do what? To kill her. I just seen another video of a doctor the other day saying, I've never seen a person that's been dead from cancer alone. It's always been chemotherapy. Well, you can say, I know people that have lived through it. How are they operating today? You got to answer the question. I can't answer it for you. But the people I know, they're not here anymore. So the doctor, what he said was absolutely true. Matter of fact, a lot of doctors will tell you, don't even take the chemotherapy because it's going to kill you. They'll say 8 out of 10 people die from it. Some people will say higher. Some will say all of them. It's insane. It's like, look at this. Anybody that knows what's going on and is paying attention, how is it that this new administration, which is an old administration, the second wave, right? How is it that they're telling their followers and their idolaters and their worshipers that, listen, we save lives when you all the well know that people are dying all over the world because of the experimental jabs? Did anybody see during the pandemic where the government was being soft on people that didn't go along with it? Or did they use their little useful idiots in the mainstream media to attack people by even going so far as to say that they're responsible for other people getting it if they didn't take the experimental jab? Don't sit there and tell me. Everybody, hey folks, unless your head is stuck in the sand, you know exactly what's going on. And guys like me agitate you to no end because you know what I'm telling you is true. You know what I'm telling you is true. And why would you refuse the truth that might save your life or somebody in your families? Why is it that you allow them to do it again and again? This is what I'm going to talk to the Lord about. Lord, why? Look at this great deception, how the few always rule over the many. And how did they do it? They used the mainstream media. They controlled it. And the people still didn't see it, but that yet they said they didn't believe it. I've never seen so many hypocrites in all my life. By the way, can I add this before the end of the show? We're being told right now that the new administration's probably going to be eradicating some of these unconstitutional agencies. I want to tell you, if that is true, it's not an eradication, it's a consolidation. Let me say it one more time at the end of the show here. It's not an eradication, it is a consolidation to control the people all the more. You better wake up and understand how you're being played, Americans. And I love you enough to tell you what nobody else is willing to tell you. We'll talk to you in 23 hours. I got you from 1 to 3 tomorrow. 1 to 3 tomorrow, Central Standard Time. See ya.